Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Say amen again. Amen. Praise the name of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So glad to see each and every one of you here tonight. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. I mean, he's real good. Y'all was seeing that little clip on Facebook with that lady saying he's good. He's better than camel soup. God, just that good. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let's pray, and we're gonna jump right to the word. Amen. I believe I got a. Amen. I got a 7:40 anointing on me tonight. Psych. Amen. Praise God. Now, I'm going to have an early anointing on me. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you so much. Daddy, as we get ready to go before your people tonight, we thank you for the anointing as it rests upon each and every one of us here tonight. And we thank you for a word that will change lives and will change hearts. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, I need y'all to expect. I need you to be expecting a word from God. Amen. I need you to be believing. Amen. Get your expectation up. I mean, you know, every time we come to church, the man and woman of God stand before us, when bishops stand before us, we ought to be expecting a life change. We ought to just pull on that anointing. We can do it. Amen. I mean, we heard a number of preachers come and say, it's easy to preach up in here. Amen. Because we be pulling on them. Amen. When you just want... How can we? How y'all doing? Good to see y'all. Amen. Praise God. We need to just be pulling on that anointing and just pulling. I mean, just expecting. Lord, I know one word from God. Lord, I know just one word from you can change my whole entire existence, my whole entire being. Just one word. And that's how you ought to be expecting tonight. Amen. Expecting. Just like when my wife was pregnant with all three, guess what? We were expecting. Amen. We knew something was coming. Amen. Amen. Something sure enough came. Amen. Especially on that third one. Amen. Something came. Amen. Amen. I told somebody the other day, I said, yep, she's still on eBay for sale. Amen. Just put a bid in. Put a bid in. She come with clothes, toys, and everything. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Tonight I want to just talk a little bit. Praise God. God is so good. Amen. And you know, the Bible says that you know, we don't have carnal weapons, amen? You know, when we, when the enemy attack us, we don't use a gun to try to get rid. He's a spiritual being, amen? We got to understand, we in a human body, and we limited in this human body, amen? I mean, I don't know nobody that can fly. I don't know nobody that can, you know, levitate through the door, and I don't know nobody that can translate from here to outside with this. We're in a human body, amen? And so when we do battle, you know, the devil's already defeated, amen? He's already defeated. But we have to use the weapons that God has given us, amen? What has he given us? I mean, one of the most powerful weapons we can use is praise, amen? Man, I'm telling you, how many ever had the spirit of heaviness try to just sit down on your shoulder? I mean, sometimes we can sense it Sunday, amen. The spirit, you walk through the spirit, he'll try it now. How do you get rid of the spirit of heaviness and the spirit of sadness and the spirit of just being upset and just, you know, being all somber? Praise, amen. You need to make it a point every day, every single day. Spend some time praising God. Amen. Spend some time just thinking. You don't go to him just not asking for anything. Just spend some time telling him how good he is. Lord, you're so good. You're so, matter of fact, we're going to do that now. Just right where you are. Come on, lift your hands. Now for about 30 seconds, 40 seconds, we're just going to tell God how good he is, how much we love him, how much we appreciate him. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you so much, Father. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Lord, Daddy, we thank you for sending Jesus, our elder brother, to die on the cross for us. Thank you so much for engrafting us into the family, making us your sons and your daughters. Thank you so much for letting us sit at your right hand with Jesus. Thank you for seating us in heavenly places. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. You're so good. Lord, you're so wise. Oh, Lord, I say, sit on your throne, Lord. Reign forever, O King. Reign forever, O Lord. Reign forever, O Lord. Oh, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Praise God. Now I can just sense the anointing. all in this place. Amen. I'm telling you, heaviness can't stay when you begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. There's nobody like you. You're not slack concerning your promises, Jesus. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You said, Lo, I will be with you always, even until the end. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your strength. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Now watch this. Now just all in my spirit, just all on me, I can just sense a lifting. Amen. Just a lifting. Now, if you did it, I mean, you're sincere about it, I'm telling you, the spirit of heaven just runs, it flees before you. Can't stay around praise. I'm telling you, Pastor Trey said something so powerful. He said that when we praise God, it's like swords coming out of our mouth. I mean, just cutting situations and plans that the enemy had set for you. I mean, just chopping them up and getting them out of your life. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible. God said, I will make the crooked path straight. Amen. I'm telling you, he's making paths that have been crooked in your life, making them straight as that aisle right there. How many of y'all done drove on a real crooked road? Amen. I mean, just real crooked. You in a hurry, and I mean, you got all kind of crooks and turns, but you can get there a lot quicker if you just got a straight highway. Amen. Boom. Amen. Now, if I was to go into each and every one of these roads like this, and me and Tyrone racing, he start right there going straight, and I'm going to each and every, who going to win? Tyrone going to win. Amen. Why? Because I got all kind of crooks and turns. But I'm telling you, God will straighten that thing out for you. Amen. He'll straighten it out for you. Praise God. Every day. Say every day.
Every day.
I will. Praise the Lord. You set you a time every day. It ain't gotta be an hour. It ain't gotta be 30 minutes. It could be 5-10 minutes. Just when you get a little long time, turn the radio off just for a minute. My time, a lot of times I do a lot of traveling, about 15 minutes before I get to my destination. I turn it off, whatever I'm doing, amen. And I'm gonna spend that time, oh, just down the road. Oh, I worship you, God. Lord, you're so good. Now I tell him in a minute, Lord, now I'm finna praise you now. Now you know I'm finna go into this meeting. I don't want to be doing no crying now. Don't make my eyes all red, because I have to tell him now, I'm serious. I said, Lord, now if we can't do that now, I'm finna stop now. I'm serious now. I'm serious now, because I ain't wanna get, you know, eyes all bloodshot and you know, I've been crying. Oh God, you're so good. I be looking toe up, amen. I ain't trying to do that, amen.